From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. In the last 5 years, the Treasure Valley has seen a 26% increase in drunk driving, and 42% of fatal car crashes were related to someone driving while impaired. Treasure Valley law enforcement agencies want to bring those numbers down, so they've created the new Treasure Valley DUI Task Force. A similar task force in North Idaho has seen a big drop in fatal car crashes due to impaired driving. So now agencies from Garden City to Meridian to Canyon County are joining together to do everything from beefing up drunk driving patrols to helping educate the public about the dangers of driving while intoxicated. So joining us today to talk more about this are Lieutenant Brandilyn Crapo and Lieutenant Jason Horst from the Idaho State Police Department. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hi, thank you.
And let me start by asking, Lieutenant Horst, can you tell us about the task force? What is it and what will it do?
Yeah, so the task force is a community-wide commitment, basically comprised of the eight regional law enforcement agencies to include Garden City, Boise, Caldwell, Nampa, and Meridian Police Departments, along with the Ada County Sheriff's Department, and the Canyon County Sheriff's Department, as well as the Idaho State Police. The goal here is, you know, by pooling our resources and increasing patrols, also focusing on outreach, we're hoping that we can change the direction that this is heading, the trends-wise, here in the Valley.
Lieutenant Crapo, why is there such a need for this task force? I mean, how bad is the problem right now when it comes to drunk or drug driving?
So as you previously mentioned, we've taken numbers and we've looked at the data going back to 2019. And since that time, we've had a 26% increase in alcohol-related impaired driving. Along with that, we've had a 53% increase in impaired driving fatalities. And the statistics back to 2019 show that 42% of all fatal crashes that have occurred within the Treasure Valley have been related to impaired driving. So as the numbers increase, obviously it's becoming a problem, and we feel that this is a great opportunity to not only enforce, but also educate and collaborate with different agencies to try and bring these numbers back to a safe spot.
Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Crapo, how does the task force, how will it help smaller departments, let's say like Garden City, access more resources?
Yeah, so the capabilities that it has, if we're talking about Garden City, for example, it's a smaller agency. With the Treasure Valley Task Force, it brings a lot of officers in from different areas, and it gives Garden City the capability if they have an event going on, let's say maybe the fair, and we know that's more likelihood that people potentially are going to drink and drive. Garden City can request additional resources. So any of these agencies that are involved are capable of sending additional resources down to that area and specifically focusing in the Garden Valley area. Garden City, excuse me. So with that, I mean, you might go from two officers working one night to 10 or 15 within their local area.
Lieutenant Horst, one of the things you're doing is increasing patrols around holidays. In fact, the task force over the weekend hit the road with more DUI patrols because a lot of folks were celebrating Halloween. So talk to us about how it works. Are you just basically putting more police cars on the streets? What does this entail?
So I think it goes beyond just focusing on holidays, if I could elaborate on that a little bit more. So targeted events and targeted holidays that have a little bit more of a culture that would include drinking is kind of what we're trying to focus on here. So an example of how we would bring that around as far as the education piece and the engagement around holidays is if we have, say, for instance, we just had Boise State's first homecoming game. A part of that is obviously we've identified a specific event, a location. And then a part of that also is then we can bring in the education piece where we engaged with a pop-up tent where we had troops out there that are able to let the community experience some of these things like in a actual safe and controlled environment, like being able to do SFSTs, to be able to do, meaning your field sobriety tests, To be able to blow into a life lock to see where they're, because I think a lot of times people think that, you know, hey, I feel okay. And that's the problem with impaired driving is how you feel is already impaired. You know, your judgment is impaired. We're hoping that bringing that type of education and targeted effort is going to make a significant difference versus just the we go out and take our best guess at where we should be doing patrols in kind of a haphazard way.
So it sounds like to me, Lieutenant Horst, if I'm hearing you right, is really this educational component is seems like that's going to be the biggest factor in prevention, is if people start understanding more about impaired driving. Would that be an accurate assessment?
Yeah, it is a huge part of what we're doing different, because I think traditionally in the past, we've simply focused on the enforcement side. So something like this, we would have come together in past years saying, okay, well, we're just going to beef up our numbers and be out there trying to, you know, arrest DUIs. And while that is an important component of it, what we really feel like we've been missing the mark is partnering with the community in these ways. The education piece is a really big missed opportunity, I feel like we've had in the past. The task force's goal and stance isn't anti-drinking by any stance, but we want people to do it safely and responsibly. And a big part of that is just encouraging that responsible decision-making through education, partnering with community organizations like MAD. There's all kinds of different ways that we can outreach, and this forum would be another example, just kind of being able to engage in the community in an educational way is a part of what we're accomplishing here even now.
And Lieutenant Crapo, I understand too that part of the focus is on drivers in their 20s. Can you talk about that? I mean, is it because they are responsible for more of these crashes, or is it also that maybe they just don't have the education they need when it comes to impaired driving?
I would say that it's a majority of both. However, the data does show that age 21 to 30 is the highest number of impaired driving crashes that occur on our roadway. So when we go back to those numbers since 2019 and we look at the age range of these crashes that are occurring and who the fatalities are, who the injured parties are, it ranges from that 21 to 30 years old.
And before I wrap up, Lieutenant Horst, are you hopeful this task force will be able to reduce crashes and death? Because that is a significant number that we've seen that go up since 2019.
I would say optimistic. I am hopeful, of course, but I'm also very optimistic because when we see the success by just bringing in some of these different examples and elements of engaging in this problem that we've seen with the task force up north, I have every hope and optimism that we're going to see similar successes. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but this is something that has worked very well for them. And we're very hopeful that it's going to work well for us down here as well.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to talk with us. We've been speaking with Lieutenant Brandilyn Crapo and Lieutenant Jason Horst from the Idaho State Police about the new Treasure Valley DUI Task Force. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.